Welcome next to Radio Bulgaria's Time Out for Music. A sophisticated lady with impeccable appearance and enviable physical shape, Svetlana Ivanova does not look at all her age. And maybe that's why she does not mention the exact number of years that she celebrates on October the 24th in the Sofia-based music theatre Stefan Makedonski, the music institution with which she has connected decades of her life and from whose stage she continues to delight her fans. Svetlana Ivanova says that with love and gratitude she still keeps all letters, short notes, even poetry, which her admirers have dedicated to her over the years. We are on the stage for them, and they came in the room to watch us and listen to us. This is an inviolable connection, the famous singer believes. She also stresses that the operetta is a collective art, and beauty lies in the variety of different arts which the operetta combines. For her anniversary concert, Svetlana Ivanova has selected only a small portion of her more than 50 roles in the world of operetta. Together with her colleagues from the Music Theatre in Sofia, she will perform on her anniversary concert on October the 24th excerpts from operettas by Imre Kalman, Franz Lecha, Johann Strauss and others. Surely her fans will be able to hear the Czardas of Maritza from Countess Maritza of Imre Kalman. And in order to really get under the skin of her heroine, Svetlana studied the real-life story of Countess Esterházy, a prototype of Countess Maritza. She was only 17 years old, beautiful and full of vigor. Most men were after her money, but she knew this and sought true love, the singer says. Before we hear the interview that Radio Bulgaria's Albena Bezuvska made with the famous singer, let's hear a recording of the excerpt from Countess Maritza.
Oh!
We talked to the singer a couple of days before her anniversary concert on October the 24th. Here is what she told Radio Bulgaria с Албена Безовска.
Израсла в семейство на космополити, бих казала, защото още от...
I grew up in a family of cosmopolitan personalities, and almost from infancy I have traveled the world with my parents, Светлана Иванова recalls. But I spent my conscious childhood and adolescence in Varna. I graduated from the High School of Music in Varna, where I had the incredible opportunity to study in the class of Veselina Zafirova. She was my vocal coach. She gave me so much professional knowledge and skills, general knowledge, and she taught me how to behave on stage and in society. I can say that I have always had great luck in terms of my professors. I was also in touch with the great personalities even as I studied at the Music Academy in Sofia. There, I graduated a master class with Tamara Gorinova. And while I was still at university, I started working as a soloist with the Svetoslav Obretenov Chapel Choir. The conductor back then was Georgi Robev, an outstanding musician. Svetlana Ivanova also tells us how with this choir they toured all over the world, participating in various productions and meeting with great composers and conductors, Zubin Mehta, Evgeny Svetlanov, Michel Plasson. Unforgettable have been her roles in which she has played under the baton of Ruslan Raichev, Boris Hinchev and others. And let us hear a next aria of Safi from Act 1 of the Gypsy Baron of Johann Strauss, the performances of Svetlana Ivanova. How did Svetlana Ivanova decide to dedicate her life to the world of operetta and the musical? Here is more from her.
Попадайки в музикалния театър, отново бях целуната от съдбата.
Being part of the music theater, I felt like I was kissed by destiny. There was a shining galaxy of legendary artists who received me very warmly. These were Minko Bosev, Vidin Daskalov, Liliana Kisyova, Donna Shishmanova, and others. I cannot mention everybody's name, but this was the best masterclass for me. Their good and kind attitude and the experience that all of them gave me. It was an honor for me to partner with these musicians. And now I, myself, in turn, I try to pass on the torch to the younger generation, working with the children's musical theatre Svetulka, with the Peter Beron Community Centre in the capital Sofia. I want to keep the tradition of these rich and beautiful musical genres, and these are the operetta and the musical. When I graduated the Music Academy, everyone kept telling me that I should become an opera singer. But I was convinced that my field should be different. Along with the music education, since childhood, I've been dealing with dance, artistic speech, and acting. Where else could I unite all this as a performer, if not in the classical operetta? It is so joyful here. There is such good music, beautiful dancing, beautiful scenery. At least for the duration of the show, people forget about their problems and they enjoy art and feel happy. This is everything that an artist can need, Svetlana Ivanova believes. The director of the anniversary performance will be Alexander Mutovchisky, conductor Yuli Damianov, and the cast includes famous soloists of the music theatre in Sofia, as well as the orchestra, choir and ballet. And let us hear, at the end of Time Out for Music on Radio Bulgaria today, Elena's aria from Jacques Offenbach's Beautiful Helen, soloist is Svetlana Ivanova, and she's accompanied this time by the Symphony Orchestra of the Bulgarian National Radio, conducted by Mikhail Popov.